Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looked to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Hey, y'all. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Why am I laughing right now? Not because the Mets just went up 3-0. Vogie, Daniel Vogel back. His 12th hit in 14 games. What a great trade acquisition. I'm laughing because 6 minutes ago, Joe Tsai tweeted out, "Our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets." Bruh, don't. I'm trying to reserve like complete judgment or having a full-on take. I love the Nets. I'm a New Jersey Nets fan, not a Brooklyn Nets fan. Oh, I'm obviously a Brooklyn Nets fan, but I didn't start rooting for the team when they came to Brooklyn. I'm one of those kids in Jersey that boycotted the team the first year they left because I was like, why would you take our basketball team to Brooklyn? I can't get over there as easy. I can now. But, you know, I've watched the Mikhail Prokhorov era. Now it's the Joe Tsai era. And I hate that we're in a situation where everyone's favorite player on the Nets, a lot of people's favorite player to watch in the league, has gotten to a point where he signed a four-year deal with the Nets, a four-year extension, and he's not happy. And now it's this game with the media and Shams and this negotiation and trade me. And if you can't trade me, you got to fire these guys. And I'm not happy. What I'll say is this. KD is not going to sit out. Right? In my opinion, I don't think he's going to waste. He's 34. He's not going to waste his. No, KD has missed too much time from injuries. In his career, he's not going to waste a year of his playing career as he's getting older and approaching the end of his career. He's in his prime still, right? KD can still go out there and drop 40-50 on you and dominate. Wasn't able to dominate the Celtics. They had the recipe for him, but he's not going to sit out. So they gotta figure this out, man. Tap me in. I'll be the peer mediator in the room. Figure it out. This is, as a Nets fans don't deserve this. You know, I'm talking about how Mets fans have gone through so much and they finally have their team. That's what Nets fans felt like. Wow. The stars chose us. We have a big three. We have a chance to win a championship. And now it's turned to the S word. And I'm like, come on, yo. This is not... How, like, Nets fans didn't do anything to deserve this. We showed up. We root for the team. We built our culture, the Nets world culture, from the Brooklyn Brigade. Shout out to my guys in the Brooklyn Brigade, the Block, Section 1. To all of the Nets podcasts out there. My podcast, Talking Nets, which I haven't even done since the Nets got swept. and Brooklyn Netcast and the Glue Guys, Brooklyn Buzz, and all of these other fans that create content around the Nets. And right now, they're searching for answers. Like, what is this? And Josiah comes out and says, our front office and coaching staff have my support. Why? Why? If the players on your team that you need to go out there and win you games, do they not have your support? We'll make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. The best interest of the Brooklyn Nets is to keep Kevin Durant happy while he is on the Brooklyn Nets. You can't trade. I don't know. Open up the trade again. Like, there is no trade package for Kevin Durant available. Not one that's going to make this team better, or even, you know, there's not even an equal trade package where Nets fans can feel like, okay, KD left, but we won. So, another dark day for Nets fans. Nets fans, we don't deserve this. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I love the Nets. I love that this Nets world was built up and that we got to see the Nets compete. But it's been short-lived. In this KD Kyrie 7-11 era, like, this is where we are 3 years in? It's trash. It's not fair to the fans. And these fans pay for tickets. They line up outside Barclays. They're there from tip-off to the last second, rooting on the team, travel with the team. I already mentioned the Brooklyn Brigade goes to, you know, obviously Madison Square Garden, TD Garden in Boston, Wells Fargo in Philly, and we represent the team. No matter how many people say, there are no Nets fans. Nets fans don't exist. What Nets fans? There's a good amount of Nets fans, and that group is building, and this isn't good. This isn't good. We'll see how that plays out. But back to my Yanks. Having a tough time with my baseball team and basketball team. That's fine. Football's about to start. And then I'll struggle with the Dallas Cowboys. Aye, aye, aye. But back to the Yankees. So, Jared Karrabias, number one Yankees hater, he put out a tweet. And he said, since June 24th, the Kansas City Royals are 19-22. They have a better record than the New York Yankees at 18-21. For anyone not familiar, the Royals aren't even trying. And they actually traded their best player to the Yankees during this span of games. They sent Benintendi over here. The Yankees were supposed to sweep the Royals. Couldn't do it. They took the first three and couldn't close the door on them. And then they go into the Mariners series. They win that first game. They lose two, and then they get swept by the Cardinals. So somebody replied to that tweet and brought up a good point that I'm going to bring up. And they said the Yankees are sacrificing wins for rest and recovery. They're choosing not to care about August. Now, people attacked my take. People are still replying to my tweets and my Instagram post saying, did the Yankees care about these games or these exhibition? My take was that as a fan, how much can I care about these games when they're actively resting players and taking an L? When they're actively pinch hitting Joey Gallo. Okay, we're past that. They're actively starting Aaron Hicks. They're leaving talent down in AAA. And they're resting guys on their schedule no matter what, because it's their philosophy, right? They're pitching guys to try and rebuild their confidence, even if it isn't exactly the best button to press in the game. The Yankees are stuck in their ways, and we'll see how it ends this year. It didn't go so well last year. But in the beginning of this year, I remember saying, I'm not questioning the lineup. I'm not questioning the rest because they got out to such a great start. But now that it's getting a little bit rocky, it makes you wonder, okay, how much rest do these guys need? You're resting guys all season like you did last year, and then you got to fight your way in, win the last regular season game just to enter the postseason for one night and get bounced. Now, this year, you expect the Yankees to win the AL East, maybe even have the number one seed and get a bye. And I guess they're expecting to do that too. But you got to win games. At some point, you got to stop the bleeding. And tonight is a huge game. In 2 hours, that game will start. It'll be right here on the Fan. The Yankees need to get a win. They need to get in the win column. Because when you're looking at their record, when you're looking at their lead, when you're looking at the Houston Astros and even looking across town with the Mets having the same record, it's like, all right, guys, wake up. Let's go to the phones and let's see what you guys want to talk about. probably want to talk about the same things I'm talking about. Cooper is in suffering on the fan. Go for it, Coop.
How are we doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm good in here. Reds just got on the board. It is now 3-1. Reds fighting back. Mets made a couple mistakes. But, yeah, other than that, talking about the Yankees' troubles.
Let's not worry about the Mets. We're Yankee fans. If the Mets want to win,
You're right.
Obviously, you're catering to not just the Yankee fans, even though you're on the fan, but that's fine. But let them have their day.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Casablanca.
No. It's on the
list. Have you seen West Side Story?
West Side Story, I think I've
doesn't
seen.
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it. If that's not coming right at you, 1, 2, 3, quick. You got to watch these stuff in the off season.
I don't watch movies. I just watch sports since I was a little
kid. These are experiences.
Wait, West Side Story is with the Jets and the.
Yes.
So I've seen bits and pieces of that a long time ago.
You got to at some point in time. No baseball. No hot stove. No Nets.
If
the Nets are on. Forget about the Nets.
See, I'm just a sports guy, so I just roll.
I am also.
And nothing keeps my attention. I can't keep my eyes open for movies.
Have you seen Grease with the passing of Olivia?
Oh, rest in peace to Sandy. I have seen Grease.
Okay, all right.
Count that one as a movie I have watched. Yes.
All right. So these Yankee fans, and I'm a Yankee fan, getting all excited about Monty having a tremendous start against us. Nobody cared when this guy started. When he was a Yankee for, 4 years? And, yes, he came back from the Tommy John. No one cared that Monty was pitching. It was almost like, all right, Monty's pitching. Maybe we'll score some runs for the kids.
The definition of mid. Indifferent to the guy.
Now, all of a sudden, horrible trade. What is Cashman doing? We don't have a starter. Yeah, we do have a starter. He didn't pitch well yesterday, but we do have a starter.
We have five guys in the rotation, yes.
And we picked up what's projected to be a starting center fielder for us next year.
Better than Aaron Hicks? Hopefully he's ready by October.
Well, you're better than Aaron Hicks, but that's besides the point. So for people making these quick judgments about Cashman and the trades, it's been a week.
Yeah, Yankees fans need that, though, because the trade deadline was going pretty good. You hit on Andrew Benintendi, who was the obvious guy. Then you make some moves for the bullpen after, the injuries to King and obviously Chad Green. But Yankees fans needed one thing to go wrong so they could say, Cashman sucks. Cashman ruined this team. Blame Cashman if this team doesn't get to the World Series.
And you made a comment earlier, and you may have made the comment in the past, regarding Judge and being a captain.
He's got to be the next in line once they get that extension done.
What's the extension going to be? We're going to have a 35-year-old Aaron Judge who's injured, who has to play DH.
We don't know if he's going to be injured. We don't know if he's going to have to play DH.
But the history of the sport tells us that when an everyday player reaches 35 years old, they're at best 140 games with half of those games being a DH.
He's a different breed. I'd like to believe if he's in right field, he'll be able to play
we offered him 7 years, and the statement that the Yankees made is that was their final offer. So if that's the truth, maybe they offer 6 next year. Is that enough? Do you go to eight, nine?
Ask Aaron Judge's camp, probably not. I think they want him to get an 8-year deal. He'll be 31 going into next season. They probably want him to be straight through 31 to 39, and then probably hang it up. I don't know.
I want to see who's going to make that offer. And if I'm Cashman, I call them up and I say, good luck.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You don't want to be stuck with this guy for 4 years at that age.
From what I understand, they're trying to sign him to an extension before he hits free agency, because that's where it'll get a little out of control, right? He hits free agency.
I would give him $50 million a year, 4 years. I say, Judge, here's $200 million, 4 years. We're going to get the best out of you.
I mean,
have a nice day when it's over, right? Bet on yourself.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give him $50 million a year. That's ridiculous. But for 4 years, I don't know.
Get the best out of him.
There's so much to be seen the rest of this year. I hope he hits over 61 home runs. I hope he's able to get to a World Series, win an MVP, win a World Series MVP. Fingers crossed for the best.
I want him to do all that. I'm a diehard. I'm referred to as Dr. Yankee on my Facebook groups. I want the guy to do well, but I don't want the Yankees ransoming the future.
No.
Because we've seen it all the time. We saw it with A-Rod.
You've seen it with Garrett Cole.
We're going to see it with Cole. Cole has maybe 2 years, and then we're going to be, you know, taking out the walker for the guy. So, but anyway, real quick about the Nets. I applaud the owner for backing his staff and his team, because way too often you see the player getting the special treatment. Listen, Durant, what changed in the last 365 days? You signed a 4-year deal. You were extremely happy about coming here. Now you want out. You want out, or we have to get rid of the GM, or we have to get rid of the coach,
yeah,
or we have to get rid of the concession guy.
Yeah, it's getting out of control.
Or we have to get rid of the PA announcer.
It's getting out of control.
You know what, Durant? You have a contract. These are the golden years for you. If you want to immortalize yourself and you want to win a ring, you're staying. No one's leaving. So you make up your mind what you want to do. And walk, and that's it. What's he going to do? He's going to play.
Yeah, he is going to play. Thanks for the call, Coop. Dr. Yankee, Sus wrote on the board here. He's like, you haven't even seen the new West Side Story that came out in the past year? No, didn't even hear about it, bro. I'm not into that type of stuff. Like, movies are cool, but I haven't been to a movie theater since pre-pandemic. I just watch sports, man. That's why they hired me. I watch baseball, basketball, football. I'm getting into hockey, and I can talk about all the sports. We'll do more talk around the sports, but we got to take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Shout out to Kay Adams. Kay Adams just followed me from NFL Network, well, formerly NFL Network. Obviously, if you watch Good Morning Football, you know exactly who Kay Adams is. Shout out to Kay Adams. I don't know, is she listening to WFAN? Kay, if you're listening, what's up? Big fan. Wasn't following you. You just followed me. I'm following you now. I'm flattered. I don't know what is going on. So I just tweeted out. I'm like, we're hitting new levels, bros. I don't know what is going on. Power of the internet and social media and media and sports media. start getting connected to people that you've been watching on TV for years, people that you admire. I think she signed with Amazon, right? She's gonna be like the lead for Amazon's football. They're like Thursday night football stuff, man. NFL is gonna go crazy this year with NFL Plus and all of the different quarterbacks and, you know, different teams that have gotten better and made moves, different people in different places. Man, I really do hope that the Jets and Giants are better this year. I came into WFAN last year and the season was over in the first month for both teams. And then they struggled. And like I said, my first show was week 15. And like we were already talking about the draft. I think my first night I was like, hey, if you're a Jets fan, Giants fan, plan your trip to Vegas to go see the draft. Two top 10 picks for each team. Like, that's the spot to be. And now here we are. The season's about to be upon us. A month until the NFL season kicks off. I went home this weekend and I drove down West Park Ave and I saw the kids practicing on the Pop Warner Field. And I was like, man, it's already time. Like, I'm not even realizing it's August. Like, training camp is not just open for the NFL. Training camp is open everywhere. Even the little 9-year-old peewees, junior peewees are getting ready to rock. So, man, I'm looking forward to football. I know it's heavy baseball right now. We've got two of the top teams in the league, but I'm hoping that the Jets and Giants can be competitive, right? So then we can actually talk about the Jets and Giants with the rest of the, you know, good teams in the NFL and not every week going in like, oh, they don't have a chance. They don't have a shot. Looking forward to it. I will be able to dive into the NFL stuff. I was talking to Spike. We had a meeting before. And yes, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I'm not a delusional Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't have any faith in them. Right now, they're scrambling to find out who's going to be their starting three wide receivers. Traded Amari Cooper, traded for James Washington, and he got hurt. Okay, I get it. No one really cares about that here. I know there's a couple Cowboys fans that have called that are listening, and they are excited. There's a Cowboys fan on the fan, but that's not going to be my focus. I'm a former football player. I played Division I college football. I'm a football guy. I love baseball, but I love baseball because I wasn't good at it. So I honestly think, you know, football, if you're fast or you're strong or you're big, like, you can figure out how to play football. Baseball, I think, is a really hard sport, and that's why I admire baseball and baseball players. But football, I played, so I feel like I can speak on football a little deeper. I feel like I can watch the game and understand it a little more. There's just a certain level of being able to talk about a sport once you've been in between the lines at a higher level. I've never been between the lines on a baseball field. I can't tell you what it's like being in that batter's box or on that mound. Even basketball. I stopped playing basketball when I was like 13. Shout out to Ocean Breakers AAU squad. I stopped playing when I was 13. Football is the only sport that I played into college at a high level. And I'm excited for football season. We have a caller on the line that actually just disappeared and I wanted to go to. And that caller's topic was Saquon Barkley and Kenny Pickett. And I was getting to the fact that when I went home, the Pop Warner kids were practicing on the newly named Kenny Pickett Field. So whoever that caller was, call back. If you want to talk about Saquon and Kenny Pickett, I do. I've been keeping an eye on the Giants. As a Dallas Cowboys fan, naturally you're keeping an eye on the Giants, the Eagles, the Washington Redskins. But I think the Giants, their offense can be a threat. There's so many guys that are shifty, that are playmakers, and now you have Daboll and that crew, a brand new offense. I feel like this year it's not going to be on Daniel Jones so much to get the ball downfield, to get the ball in the end zone to score. It's going to be about taking care of the football. Danny Jones, that's number one. Take care of the football. Don't turn that thing over. Do not fumble. Do not throw interceptions. Just take care of the ball and distribute the pill. Get the ball into the hands of Saquon Barkley, who I expect them to use differently. He's not going to be running ISOs. He's not going to be running powers. He's not going to be running in between the tackles. Spread him out. Get him into space. And then there's going to be less attention on Saquon. And as Giants fans remember, when it was OBJ and Saquon, those two were getting off because it's like, pick your poison. Who do you stop? And now the Giants have the threat of a Kenny Golladay deep downfield. Okay, run him downfield, get the safety and maybe a corner to go with him. And then you've got Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson. These two guys, these are two of the most shifty guys in football as far as get the ball in their hands. They can make moves. They can break tackles. They can turn a little dig route, a little five-yard slant route into a home run. Get those guys going and watch how that offense opens up, and most importantly, the offensive line. I can't wait to see Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal together. This offensive line is going to be different right away. And I don't care if Neal is a rookie and Thomas is in his second year. Those kids are monsters. The Dallas Cowboys are not going to be the same team. The Eagles made the playoffs last year. There's a lot of hype around the different players that they have, but it's always hype in Philly. We've heard them be called a dream team before. And then Carson Wentz and the Commanders, stop it with that. They might be the last place team. I'm excited for that. And then, of course, I'm excited for the Jets. If I had to pick a home team that I lean towards, it's the Jets. I've been to more Jets games than Giants games. I want to see Zach Wilson do his thing. I love that the young boy went out west. He doesn't do the social media. You hear all these rumors about him and his mom's best friend, whatever. But I hope that that young man is locked in. I saw the video of him catching that one-handed pass. He stuck it. I'm like, this kid is an athlete. And if they get him going with the talent that they have around him, the Jets could be a threat. Now, I'm not saying the Jets and Giants are going to win their division. I'm not saying that the Jets and Giants can make it to the Super Bowl. I'm saying that they can win some games, shock some people, and be competitive, and I'm looking forward to watching these teams on Sundays. I watch the entire NFL. Most NFL fans, like, NFL is different than Major League Baseball and NBA, right? You can keep an eye on the entire NFL without having Sunday ticket. You can't keep an eye on the entire NBA unless you have League Pass. You can't keep an eye on the entire MLB unless you have MLB.TV. But you can watch Red Zone. You can play fantasy football. You can look at stats and numbers and keep an eye on the entire league, right? They only play once a week. It's a little different than every single day with baseball and every other day with basketball. I'm so ready for football this season because this is the first season I'm going into on the fan. So looking forward to that. Don't mind my Cowboy stuff. I'm definitely going to give you a couple. How about them Cowboys when they do win? But they got some things to figure out with Mike McCarthy. With their offensive line. Hopefully their offensive line isn't too old. And their receiving core, I expect the defense to take another step, but not overly confident in the Dallas Cowboys. But we'll see. Sprinkled in a little football talk tonight. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Mets are still up. And we're getting ready for the Yankees to come up out there in Seattle. Late night game. That's why I'm on right now. I'm usually on after. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Loopy on the late night. Usually I'm on 11:30 to 2 a.m. But doing this little 3 hours is cool. It's kind of like when I do KM to AM, 7 to 12 when there's off days. But tonight there's a late game, so I'll fill in here. And now we'll get back to the phones. But I'm hoping that, that caller calls back. Feel free to call it with your football takes, too. I'm on for another hour. And football is approaching. Pretty soon, football is going to take away some of the conversation back and forth about the Mets and the Yankees and who's better and what team's got a better chance to finish with more wins or what team's going to get to the World Series. Thursday, I won't be on because we will carry the Giants and Patriots preseason game. And then once that game starts, there's not another Sunday until after the Super Bowl that we won't have football. And the next thing you know, your fantasy drafts are going to start. And the next thing you know, you're going to be figuring out where you're going week one. Are you going to the bar? Are you hosting in your backyard? Are you going to the game? Are you going to the tailgate? You know what time it is. Let's go back to the phones. Richard is down in Florida on the fan. You got it, Rich.
Hey, Keith, my man. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling up. How are you?
All right, listen, man. If I were to tell you, here, Keith, here's $1,000, and tell me who will get to 70 games first, the Mets or the Yankees? Will you tell me I'm crazy, right?
I think somebody already called, and they said something like that to me. Who do you? And this was a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, the Yankees. And now
yeah, that's crazy, man.
Now that I look at the schedule.
They've been stuck in 70 like forever, and the Mets were like in the 62.
They got to 50 wins so fast. Like they I don't know, man.
Listen, man, one thing, man. The difference between the Mets and the Yankees, the Mets will bring the same nine batters every day to play.
Same lineup.
The Yankees, resting this, resting that, yep. resting this, resting that. Keep the same catcher for once. Let this guy catch at least five straight games.
Oh, man. No. You saw this weekend, right? Yadier Molina, dude, is 40 years old. He catches a night game, gets up in 100-degree weather and catches the day game because he wanted to catch Wainwright. And they don't do that out there in St. Louis. Oh, we got to rest this guy. He's 40 in his last year. But Yankees, God forbid, Trevino catches a night game and then wakes up and catches the day game.
Exactly. We got to keep Trevino pitched. Let him catch 5 days straight. Lay at the same batting lineup. Keep throwing him out there. Let him get into a rhythm. No,
they're stuck in their philosophy. Nope. Got to rest him. If Rizzo says his back isn't right, rest him the whole series.
And Keith, let me tell you something, man. If the Yankees get knocked out early, say goodbye-bye to Judge. He will not play for the Yankees. He don't care how much money they'll throw him. He
no, I know. That's the scary part. This could get keep snowballing and get worse.
Man. You know, it's the Bronx Zoo all over again. You know, he don't know what's going on. This guy wants to win. Besides getting a big contract, he wants a ring in his hand, man. You know, and he feels this is the year to do it. You know,
it is.
And let me tell you something, man. People say the Yankees cannot get caught. I've seen it, man. I've been Yankee fan since the 70s, my man. I've seen it happen. You throw some air to this Toronto team, and the Yankees got no bullpen and no pitching. Let me just say, before you could win, the Yankees like 4 or 3 games up, and that'd be a devastated, that'd be a disaster for us.
They got to stop the bleeding. They got to stop the bleeding. They got to win tonight or win this series in Seattle. Thanks for the call, Richard. I mean, this thing could snowball. The Yankees, like, you know, so I'm glad he asked that question about who do I think, you know, if he asked me $1,000, who do I think is going to get to 70 wins? I mean, at the pace that the Yankees were playing, you thought that they would, you know, be the easy answer, right? They were winning at one point. It was a .750 winning percentage. It is now .642. And when you look at the schedule, like, it's not going to be easy. We're in the dog days of summer. Okay, they got to face the Mariners. They just got swept by first place St. Louis. They got to face the Mariners in Seattle. The Mariners are currently a wild card team. The Red Sox have made some moves at the deadline, have made some changes. They're bottom feeders, but they're still fighting for their respect. When the Yankees go there this weekend, they're not going to lay down for the Yanks. The Yanks got to go in there ready to win, ready to play. If they lose this series to the Mariners and then lose the series to the Red Sox and then they come home for this one homestand in August where they're going to face more playoff teams, 3 against Tampa, 3 against Toronto, and then 2 against the Mets. It's not sweet out here. There's no cakewalk. Nobody feels sorry for the big bad Yankees. Got to get it together. Got to stop the bleeding. And the longer you wait, the more this losing streak grows, the more the losing is contagious, the more that those early wins, those early win streaks, those early sweeps of teams become a thing of the past because this is a different team now. Nick is in Bergen County. You got it, Nick. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How we doing tonight?
All right. Hanging in there.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I just wanted to talk about the Yankees and how they traded Joey Gallo away for a Double-A pitcher that hopefully came with his bag of baseballs. And let's see. Joey Gallo's batting 160 right now, and Benintendi's batting 133. Now,
that's baseball, Susan. Can't predict baseball.
Yeah, no, dude, I know. But I'm saying there's got to be, like, a curse. Like, Joey Gallo's got to be cursed. I think he came to New York. You know, I originally liked him, too. You know, Italian kid, you know, he looked good.
We all wanted him to succeed.
You know what I mean?
We all wanted him to win. I wish I never heard his name. Like, we still are talking about Joey Gallo. Thanks for the call, Nick. Now there's a Joey Gallo curse. And the Dodgers take a flyer on him. He's hitting to the opposite field. He's getting on base. He's still striking out because he's Joey Gallo. But, man, enough already. I saw last week, I think it was Mets fans running with what Kaster had to say. Michael Kay had a lot to say about Joey Gallo, a lot that I agreed with. People attacked me for a tweet where I said, hey, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Joey Gallo did get paid. I don't know. Like, we're talking about Joey Gallo so much. The guy was the worst Yankee we've seen in a long time. They try to say, oh, Chris Carter was just as bad. No, he wasn't. Go look at Baseball Reference. Joey Gallo was all-time bad, but can we move on, right? Can we move on? We got to move on. Good luck to Joey Gallo in L.A. It didn't work here in New York. It's not Yankees fans' fault. Can I say that again? The Yankees fans did not start booing him day one. They didn't start booing him day one of this season after what we saw last season. We all wanted to see him hit home runs. At the trade deadline last year, I was excited that they got Joey Gallo. I knew we couldn't rock with Clint Frazier or Miguel Andujar. Joey Gallo, a Gold Glove All-Star, we expected him to do well with the short porch. It didn't work out. And then on his way out, the guy talked about how brutal it was, this, that, and the other. Kaser has to go on his own show and defend his own comments. I'm like, this is nuts over Joey Gallo, and now there's a Joey Gallo curse. No, there's not. The Yankees got to stop the bleeding. The Yankees got to be the New York Yankees and go out and win games. Nobody feels sorry for them. They got to stop feeling sorry for themselves. 877-337-6666. I'm not done. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Home of Carton and Roberts in the afternoon.
First of all, the LIRR is like a party train. Everybody's drunk and high.
And we can go from Penn Station.
And we go right from Penn Station to Citi Field. It's a 16-minute ride.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and always live on the Flea Odyssey app. Download it today.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
Going fast usually means more trips to the gas pump. That's cool if you enjoy the smell of gasoline. But if you want power without constant trips to the pump, then you want the 2022 Nissan Altima with a turbocharged engine. It's perfect for giving you power when you want it and efficiency when you need it.
Now, get 1.9% APR financing for up to 72 months on 14 models. Hurry, there's limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information. Shop your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today.
VC Turbo is an available feature for well-qualified buyers on eligible new Nissans in dealer stock. Example, $1,471 per 72 months with no down payment. Actual down payment may vary, subject to credit approval and residency restrictions. Dealer contribution may affect price set by dealer. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details and list of eligible models. Ends 9-6-22.
Who better to treat your cancer than John Theurer Cancer Center, whose specialists with 30 years' experience are part of a division solely dedicated to treating patients with multiple myeloma, who provide innovative treatments including CAR-T and stem cell therapy, and who offer new hope with life-changing clinical trials. When it comes to your cancer, there's no question. New Jersey's best cancer center, as recognized by U.S. News & World Report, is John Theurer Cancer Center. To see or speak to an expert within 48 hours, call 833-CANCER-MD.
This advertisement is paid for by Lacuna Ventures, LLC. For terms and conditions, visit yourrights.legal.
Attention. If you or someone you know spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina prior to 1988 and developed serious health conditions such as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung cancer, bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, you may be eligible for significant financial compensation. Call Camp Lejeune victims to discuss your case now at 800-813-9968. Leaking underground tanks contaminated the drinking water with benzene and other highly carcinogenic chemicals up to 280 times acceptable levels. Marines, their families, contractors, or employees who spent at least 30 days at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune prior to 1988 and developed a serious health condition. Call to determine your eligibility for financial compensation. If you don't win, you pay nothing. It's critical to take action and call now. 800-813-9968. That's 800-813-9968. Again, 800-813-9968.
America's leading internet provider just got even faster. Switch to Spectrum Internet, and you now get starting speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Faster speeds for streaming, faster speeds for gaming, faster speeds for working or learning. All with 99.9% network reliability. So no matter what you do online, you can do it better, safer, and now even faster with Spectrum Internet. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Based on internet subscribers among top ISPs, speeds may vary. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Connecticut, if you want name brand tires at the guaranteed lowest price and the most free services, then get to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody. Town Fair Tire.
Your teams, your station. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
It was all a dream. Keith McPherson on the Fan, checking back in. And if you don't know, now you know. Man. Thinking of Biggie, I remember telling people a while back, right, when the Nets had the Biggie Coogee jerseys. I'm like, what's cooler than that? What other sports team do you know has a jersey in honor of a rap hip-hop icon? Brooklyn is Brooklyn in the house. I was so proud of that. That was before KD, Kyrie, any of that, right? I was just proud that the Brooklyn Nets had City Edition jerseys with Coogee print on them to honor a Brooklyn legend. And fast forward to here we are today, and I'm just like, yo, get to a resolution as soon as possible. All of these new Nets fans, all of these young Nets fans that have emerged in the last 10 years, like, this organization is celebrating a decade in Brooklyn this season. I've watched it all. I've been there for all of it. And for this to be the worst season, like, I look at this last Nets season as the worst season as a Nets fan. Between the Kyrie vaccination nonsense, to KD getting hurt, the team losing 11 games, guys being out there like, I don't know, Javon Carter, forcing rookies to play, and then you have to trade James Harden and get Ben Simmons back, and a couple other pieces, but ultimately we knew it wasn't enough. We knew it wasn't going to be enough in a matter of a couple months to challenge with other teams in the NBA that we had already seen. It was a disappointment. In a year that they were supposed to run it back, in a year that was supposed to be an unfinished business tour, the big three looking for revenge after Harden went down, after Kyrie went down, after Kevin Durant's toe was 2 inches away from defeating the eventual champions. Look at what happened a year later. This has been the worst season into offseason for the Brooklyn Nets, in my opinion, as a Brooklyn Nets fan. And now you have this public back and forth. It's nonsense if you ask me. Between powerful businessmen Josai, Kevin Durant, right? And I read the tweet from Josai saying that, you know, my coaches and my staff have my support. Of course they do. Like, you own the team. You pick those guys, right? And you're going to side with them over a player because players come and go and all this other stuff. But that's Kevin Durant. That's a once-in-a-lifetime player to be on the Brooklyn Nets. A guy that I've been a fan of for years, never thought would be on the Nets. But now Nets fans are souring on KD, right? And like I said, as a radio host and as a fan, I've tried to reserve judgment. I've tried to chill on any hot takes or be too emotional about it. At this point, I'm like, hey, I don't care who goes. If it's KD, trade him and get the best package you can get for him, and we will move on. If it's Sean Marks and Nash that have to go, and you keep KD here, and you let KD be the LeBron GM, the GM like LeBron is, Dur GM, then fine. But enough already. The fans don't deserve this. Get to a resolution ASAP. Nick is in Oceanside, New York, next up on the Fan. You got it, Nick. Go for it.
Hey, Keith. Just a quick question. Just talked about it with the Josai tweet today, breaking in with the trade rumors. I don't think I've personally seen an owner go on the social media to tweet about potential issues with the team, and especially with the star.
It's the Steve Cohen effect, man. Steve Cohen started using that Twitter machine. Now all of these owners think they got a tweet.
Oh, yeah, man. I haven't seen it, especially in baseball, in such a star-driven league, I guess you could say it is. But my question for you is, you know, with Josai making such a public statement on social media like that, what do you realistically think is about to happen with the Nets? And do you think this sets back the culture that Kevin Durant tried to set when he brought in Kyrie Irving and then asked for Steve Nash to come coach the team after Kenny Atkinson got fired? Just want to hear your take on that.
Yeah, I can take it from here. Thanks for the call, Nick. It's kind of funny, right? I mentioned Kenny Atkinson and how he didn't get to drive the Ferrari. If you weren't listening earlier, I talked about Kenny Atkinson, who was a coach that I liked because he was a fiery coach. He stood up for his players. You could tell he was a basketball guy. He taught guys tough lessons in the game, in the season. He made something out of players that other people didn't want, whatever. So I said they didn't let that man get to drive the Ferrari. He drove the Nets around in a Honda. And then when they finally upgraded to the Ferrari, they said, that's all. You know, you don't get to drive this Ferrari. Thank you for your service. Go do whatever it is you want to do, but we don't need you here any longer. And then when they bring in Steve Nash had been like a practice coach, like an assistant coach, not even like on the bench with the Golden State Warriors. So we immediately thought, okay, he had some type of relationship there with Kevin Durant. And when you move on from Kenny Atkinson and you had Jock Vaughn as the interim head coach and you're searching for the next coach, you don't expect them to hand the keys to someone with no head coaching experience unless that was a suggestion by the superstars. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, who we also heard on Kevin Durant's podcast, the first episode of that podcast, Kyrie said, oh, we don't need a head coach. Any night we could, any one of us could be the head coach. Kind of like alluding to the fact like, yo, we're so good that we don't need a head coach. Yes, you do. Look at how Ime Udoka, who was on the Nets bench last season, went over to the Celtics and got them to the NBA Finals. That's the impact a head coach can make. Monty Williams with the Phoenix Suns. All right, you can go through Taylor Jenkins. You can go through the list of coaches in the NBA. You need a head coach. And now, like Nick asked, with Josai tweeting, our front office and our coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. I think there's a lot of ego involved. I think there's a power struggle here. And I think they're both using the media, social media, to try and, I don't know, make the other one fold. And it's not good if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan. And you're listening to one Brooklyn Nets fan that's just over it. Like, get to a resolution. I don't care who goes at this point. We want to know who's coaching the team, who's leading the team, who's playing for the team. If it's not KD and it's over, it's fine. And like Nick also talked about, this culture was built, right? Before KD and Kyrie stepped into it, I already talked about the Biggie jerseys and how cool the Nets were. The culture was built in Brooklyn, and it took 10 years. If they're moving on from KD and Kyrie, they will just be a blip on this like 10 years. It's 2 years. And these guys were never healthy anyway. They didn't even play that many games. So if you're going to move on from them now. Make the trade so we all can move forward. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Marco is in here. I got to throw to the update. And 877-337-6666. More of your calls, more sports talk right after this.
Home of Sal Licata in the overnight.
You need some offense here at the deadline. You need some bullpen help, and they're going to have to give something to get it.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Get it now.
Hey, Yankees fans, arrive early at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, August 21st for a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. The Yankees will retire Paul O'Neill's number 21 in a special pregame ceremony prior to the game between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Don't miss out as number 21 is added to Yankee Stadium's legendary Monument Park. For tickets, log on to yankees.com/tickets. Honoring number 21 on August 21st. Buy your tickets now at yankees.com/tickets.
Are you a fan of Big Blue? Check out the best coverage on the Giants Podcast Network on the Giants mobile app, your favorite podcast platforms, and at giants.com/podcast. The Giants Huddle Podcast features in-depth interviews with Giants players and coaches, the best reporters covering the NFL, and analysis from Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara, Bob Papa, Victor Cruz, and more. Every weekday at 2 p.m., Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way on the Giants app. We debate the latest news and take calls from fans live. You can also listen to the show on its own podcast feed. Just search for Big Blue Kickoff. Draft Season is our NFL Draft Podcast. Tony Pauline and Eric Crocker join yours truly, John Schmelk, to get fans ready for the NFL Draft. Check out our new podcast, Her Playbook, where Madeline Burke talks to influential women in the world of sports and business about their journeys to the top. And finally, for all the player and coach interviews live from the podium and the locker room with the media, subscribe to the Giants Media Pass podcast feed. It's all on your favorite podcast platforms, the Giants app, and at giants.com/podcasts.
Hey, you guys know how much I've been loving Athletic Greens. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in your water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/boomer. That's athleticgreens.com/boomer.
If you haven't tried out Flag and Anthem, I don't know what you're waiting for. You hear me and Boomer talking about them all the time. They make real clothes for real life. Comfortable, casual, versatile. Have a chill day at the office? They have a button down for that. Hitting the golf course? Pick up one of their new Made Flex golf performance polos. Backyard barbecue, beach day? Check out their stretch fit hybrid shorts. You name it, Flag and Anthem has you covered with all the gear you need. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Visit flagandanthem.com and get 25% off with code WFAN.
America's leading internet provider just got even faster. Switch to Spectrum Internet, and you now get starting speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Faster speeds for streaming, faster speeds for gaming, faster speeds for working or learning, all with 99.9% network reliability. So no matter what you do online, you can do it better, safer, and now even faster with Spectrum Internet. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Based on internet subscribers among top ISPs, speeds may vary. Restrictions apply.
Town Fair Tire is New England's largest name brand discount tire dealer with over 600,000 tires in stock. So we sell Continental tires at prices so low they can't be beat. We guarantee it. Plus, when you buy...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.